Real Rock, J96. 8:34 on your Friday morning. I told you I got a special treat for you. It's not exactly life in the fast lane. It's in the bicycle lane, I guess, officially speaking. On the phone with me, I've got Don Coffey. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. And you're along with your daughter, Liz, and I'm sorry I didn't get your wife's name.
Oh, yeah, Susan.
All right. So we've got Don, Liz, and Susan. All three of you guys, you're working on a little project to raise some money for the Wounded Warrior Project. And you're going to actually be in Ashland on Sunday. You started in Massachusetts, and you're working your way across the country.
Yeah, Steve, we started just a month ago, and we started from Provincetown, Massachusetts. Susan and I actually live in Florida. We bought a motorhome. We drove up. We rendezvoused with our daughter, Liz, who lives in Spain. And we're taking the summer to ride across the United States to raise money for Wounded Warriors.
That is fantastic. I mentioned to Christy, who contacted me about talking to you, that several years ago I was out in Connecticut, and a guy named Michael Beatty, he was a veteran himself, he actually rode the border of the United States to raise money, feed veterans. And so I have an enormous amount of respect for what you're doing, because it's tough. I mean, you got weather, you got heat, you got rain, you got all that stuff to contend with, and you got to ride through it.
Yeah, well, that's true, Steve, and I think we've done all of that so far.
I bet you have. Probably met a few mosquitoes along the way as well.
especially now we're in the UP, and these are big, bloodthirsty animals.
Yes, they are. They actually come with a flying license, so they are a big one. So the entire trip, Liz, you're looking at about 3,800 miles, and so what prompted you and your dad to start this project?
Yeah, so actually this is my dad's second cross-country bike journey, if you can believe it. A couple years ago, he rode from St. Augustine, Florida to San Diego.
Wow.
And I was living in Spain at the time, and I thought, man, that's really cool. I wish I could have been a part of it. So he was planning this trip, and I said, this life ain't going to live itself. So I decided that I was going to join him this summer, and it's been awesome. It's been really great.
So this is kind of in honor of your brother, Tom, who was an Army Ranger, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So he served for about 5 years in the Rangers, and, he's fine, and but a lot of his friends and also friends that I had, weren't as lucky. So, we're really proud to be able to, support that cause and support the people who, allow us such a great lifestyle.
And how much are you hoping to raise with this?
Well, our goal is $5,000, and we're pretty close. I think we're at maybe $3,600 or $3,700. So, I mean, it'd be great if we can raise more than that, but we kind of set an initial goal of $5,000.
Yeah, that's a good goal, and getting past it is even better. So, Susan, you're manning the motorhome. You're the support, but you're not doing it alone. You got some help, right?
Yes, I have. Our two trusty old labs, 13-year-old Minnie and 11-year-old Mickey. They aren't loving it, but they're being good sports about it.
Well, you know what they're going to love. They're going to love it when you get out to Washington and they can go swim in the Pacific. That's what they're going to love. So
that's right.
Yeah. I've had labs, man. You put a lab near water and they're in it. All right, guys. So you are going to be here in Ashland on Sunday. That's the plan, is to make it this far anyway by Sunday. And where can folks, I guess, what is your route? How can they get to you to help give you some money or pledge or whatever they're doing?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be staying with a cousin of ours, Vince Ament, and I don't have his address right in front of me, but he lives outside of Ashland.
Betty and Vince Ament.
Yeah. If you could search Coast to Coast Coffees on the Wix site, we have our map up.
Okay.
Coffee, C-O-F-F-E-Y.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Coast to Coast, the number 2, Coast to Coast Coffees.
I'm sorry, Steve. I wish I had the route right in front of me.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. You can get that to us later. We can get it out if that's possible, that we can make that work. So I guess, my question is, because I think there probably is no worthier cause, and you're doing this right before the 4th of July. With all of this happening, I'm hoping that a lot of people are going to come out. We can get you over that $5,000. How can they make a pledge?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have our website. It's Coast, the number 2, Coast Coffees. So coasttocoastcoffees.wixsite. And that goes to, and we have a button directly to the Wounded Warrior Project site. So that, so folks can pledge online.
Well, I got to tell you, I take my hats off to you guys for doing this, and like I said, there is, in my opinion, my dad's are 43 years in the military, so it's near and dear to my heart, and so, I thank you for doing this. Good luck on the rest of the trip, and hopefully we can get folks to get some money to you and help the Wounded Warrior Project, and you guys stay safe and dodge those mosquitoes out there, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Steve, before you go, if folks want to go on the Wounded Warrior Project website and search Ride the USA for Wounded Warriors, that would bring them to the donation page.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
That money doesn't go to us. It goes directly to Wounded Warriors.
All right. And that's what you're doing it for. You're doing it for them.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Hey, guys, yeah, have a safe trip. And, hope everything works out. Let us know how you end up on this, would you?
Yeah, I will do that. Steve, if you would give us, you can call me later and give me your email, and we'll keep you posted the whole way.
All right, man. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it. Thank you much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. That is the Coffee family. They are riding across the United States to raise money for the Wounded Warriors. They're going to be here in Ashland on Sunday, and you can head to the Wounded Warrior website to find information on that and make a donation.